Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Friendship, marriage, ministry, and relationship with God. It is the story of George and Jackie Cadena. Hey, relationship with God? Do you know that it's possible? Do you know that even if you have a relationship with God, the relationship can get stronger and deeper? And if you don't have a relationship with God, oh, my friend, it is possible. Because Christ has made it possible. He who loves you so much, who died on the cross for your sins, who shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away, my sins, our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, Jesus, calls you to himself. My dear one, would you open your heart to Christ? And if you're walking with Christ already, well, it is our hope that you would be strengthened by his grace through this time that we have together. Pastors George and Jackie Cadena are the senior pastors of New Life in Christ Ministries Hawaii, located at the Valley of the Temple Chapel Hill in Kaneohe. They have faithfully served the Lord together for nearly 20 years and are about to celebrate 13 years of marriage. Their heart's desire to bring God's love to those searching for the Lord and God's grace to those who are already walking with him. Pastors George and Jackie, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Well, I've got to, you know, let a little something out of the bag for our dear listeners. And that is that we have been in ministry together through the years. In fact, a very unique ministry where we would go to the different prisons and various detention homes in the state. And I wouldn't want to preach until Jackie got up there and began to sing, because something would happen. The anointing of God on her, yes, and her vocal, musical abilities just open the hearts. Well, Jackie, George, where did you grow up?
I grew up Punchbowl,
okay,
in Honolulu. And
what was it like growing up in the Punchbowl area?
Well, you know, it was right below Papakoleo, so it was kind of radical. Mm-hmm. But it was a good area. That's where I grew up, born and raised. Lived there with my mom, my dad, and my tutu and papa.
Give me some insight. Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would have to say it was my tutu. Yeah, she was the one who took me to church every Sundays. Mm-hmm. We were born and raised Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was an altar boy for like 10 years.
What was it about tutu that impacted you so?
I would say everything, especially her cooking. But
that has a way of not only touching the stomach, but touching the heart.
Yeah. But there was a way about her, a grace and a love that can only come from a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I always knew that my tutu loved me, but she was faithful, taking me to church every Sundays.
Lord, planting the seeds in your heart,
yeah,
using your grandmother. Yeah. Jackie, how about you? Where did you grow up?
I was born and raised, and I always say well-fed, if your listeners could see me, in Kailua.
Mm-hmm.
Kailua. I went to high school at Kailua High School. I was a part of the Kailua High School Madrigal Singers, so I got to travel singing around the world for 4 summers.
Where did you go? Take us on the trip with you in this moment of reflection. Where did you go?
Wow. In 1976, it was the bicentennial of America, so we traveled to almost every state in America to see. We went, of course, to Hong Kong, Japan, all over Europe, you know, France, Germany, all over Asia. We went to Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, Africa.
Wow.
Almost anywhere in the world except for, like, the Polynesian places, yeah.
How did you discover that you had such a magical voice?
Oh my, I don't know that I've ever discovered it. I just always loved to sing from when I was a little girl, singing in church. I went to many churches as a child, Assemblies of God, I was raised, so mm-hmm. You can't go to that kind of church and not sing. Mm. Even if you can't sing, you make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So.
Yeah, that's me. I'm the guy that people says, hey, Danny, you should really stick to preaching.
I always loved singing. I didn't, and I still do. And even though I don't necessarily think I have the greatest voice, I learned from when I was very young to just make a noise to the Lord. And I'm just so grateful that people enjoy me singing, because I would still sing even if they didn't like it.
Who influenced you most, Jackie, when you were growing up?
Growing up, my teacher, Mr. Hotoke, who took us traveling so much and got us all loving to sing and feeling confident about who we were, being from Hawaii, traveling all over the world, and being ambassadors of Aloha, and instilling that in us at a very young age, only to come home after, you know, having graduated. Instead of going to college, I went straight into the visitor industry because of everything that's Aloha. And then that's where I got to meet and work with Don Ho, who then became possibly my greatest mentor in my life, outside of my parents, of course, and the Lord. It was a ministry to him for nearly 30 years.
30 years?
Yes.
Now, what would Mr. Hotoke say to you to build your confidence?
Many times we would go and we would sing in places that didn't have microphones or didn't have even a stage, and he would say, and because I was one of the tallest ones and standing straight in the front, and he was the conductor, so he'd be right in front of me, he would look straight in my eye and he said, if you can sing here, you can sing anywhere. And it translated into me as not just singing, but if you can get through this, you can get through anything.
Wow.
And so that's sort of how I live my life. And he taught us a lot of choral music, a lot of, you know, back in the day it was okay to teach you things like, I'm going to ride the chariot in the morning, Lord. You know, we'd sing all of these kinds of songs in 4 and 5 and 6 part harmony. And we sang it all year long just to get ready for Christmas or to our Easter production. And we were getting all of that in school, and yet still able to travel and do those things. And what a blessing it was to have had that influence through him.
What was your most memorable place to travel?
I would have to say, well, I loved everywhere. I forgot to mention that I went to India.
Mm.
And though that wasn't my most memorable as far as what I saw and what I enjoyed, I remember being in India, seeing all the, from the airport, seeing all the people on the roads, you know, how it looks there, a third world country, and just starving. And then we saw people that were dying. And I remember turning to Mr. Hotoke and I said, how could God let this happen? Hmm. And he said to me, he said, well, they don't know God. Their God, who they worship, this is a result of that. That's what he told me. So I remember just feeling so broken for those people. And I remember saying to the Lord, if I ever come back here, it'll have to be because you send me here. Because there was no good reason that I could think of to go back there. Mm. So I haven't been there. I haven't been back there. And I keep, you know, thinking that maybe someday the Lord is going to, you know, maybe take me there.
And he very well may.
He may.
Because they are a beautiful people.
Yes.
And Donald, who can, how many people can talk about 3 decades worth of relationship with the world-renowned Don Ho? In what way did he influence you?
Well, you know, I think there are many people that can say, especially in these islands, how much that particular man has influenced them and contributed to their lives. For me, he allowed me that opportunity before I knew it to minister to him. He, even before he left to go home to be with the Lord, it was his desire for both George and I to become ministers. He said that we had missed our calling, that we should be pastors. And, you know, Don Ho lived a very colorful life. You know, and a lot of people wouldn't necessarily know this. I like to not necessarily keep it private, but people who know me and know him know that this was the specialness of our relationship, that he allowed me to share the gospel with him. And we would spend many late nights after the show just talking about God and the goodness of God. And one of my most special moments in time was when they had his big life celebration on the beach in Waikiki, that they allowed me to sing More Than Wonderful. And because the family, his children, his wife Haumea, they all knew that special relationship that I shared with him. Until this day, when we go to other life celebrations and we share the gospel with people, I tell them about Don Ho. And I said, you know, he's one of the most wonderful people you would have ever wanted to know. But it wasn't because of his greatness and his generosity that he's in heaven. It's because of the greatness and the generosity of our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because we serve a good God, a faithful God, and a loving God. And so that's how I enjoy now looking back at my years with Don Ho. And both George and I worked for him, so we got to do that together.
Mm-hmm.
And so after he passed in 2007, that's when we began really to go into the ministry. And that's where we've been.
The Lord used him.
Yes, he did.
To help.
Isn't that crazy?
Open your eyes or to realign. You know, it's the power of an affirming word.
Yes.
A clear and affirming word. Mr. Hotoke, building you up, letting you know the abilities that you have. And Don Ho, in this season of life, and now you've been ministering together. George and Jackie Cadena, well, what a couple. What a powerful ministry. And what invaluable lessons the Lord has taught you. I'd like for you to share. Let's come back and talk about some of the lessons that the Lord has taught you, not only in life, but also in ministry, because I think it relates to us. Especially when you speak the way that you do from the heart. Sometimes people, they just need to be free to talk heart to heart. And you do just that. And I think when it happens, people can engage, people can relate, people can be blessed. And they will be blessed. You will be blessed when we come back with George and Kathy Cadena. Jackie Cadena. Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends, Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yes, the legendary Don Ho gave a word of affirmation to George and Jackie Cadena. And told him, hey, you guys should be in ministry. I think you missed your calling. And,
yes,
and
you did.
But not only that, he was influential even in their coming together. And of course, we know the Lord brings people together, but the Lord also uses people in our lives to perhaps sort of like a mirror to allow us to see, maybe a mirror that you can shift to different perspectives, that you can see a part of yourself that you wouldn't normally see just from the way that you see yourself. Mm-hmm. Others need to speak into your life. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Pastors George and Jackie Cadena joining us today, sharing out of their life. Okay, but now, by the way, thegoodlifehawaii.com, that's how you can get this program. They're the pastors of
New Life in Christ
Ministries. Jackie, tell us about what happened with Don Ho when you guys were talking about marriage.
Yes. Don used to think that he recognized that George was in love with me before I did. But I actually was head over heels crazy for George. But in any case, Don, when he finally heard that we were getting married, he took George to the side and he said, George, you like Jackie's voice? And George said, yeah, you mean like when she sings, Don? Sure, I like her voice. He says, no, George, when she talks. And George said, yeah, I like her voice. And he said, the tone, George, when she talks, the tone. He says, yeah, I do. And he says, that's good, George, because you're going to be hearing it a lot. And that's true.
That's
I've been doing most of the talking. Yeah. So back to George.
How did the Lord put on your heart to be in ministry, to pastor?
Well, you know, it's funny because even being an altar boy, you know, I used to, when I used to get to the church early and, you know, prepare all the communion hosts and all that stuff. And this is all before the priest would come in and start to get ready. Well, I would, you know, take some of the bread and eat it, you know, and make pretend I was the priest and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So from even then, I believe that's where the calling was coming. And, you know, I was a faithful Catholic. I had my own little, you know, altar at home with the statue of Mary and Jesus and said my rosary and all that kinds of stuff. And I thought I was actually going to go to a seminary to become a priest after I graduated from high school. But I just got hooked up with the wrong bunch of people and got involved with the wrong crowd and went a different path. And so I knew the calling on my life was from when I was young, but I couldn't identify it yet, mm-hmm. you know, because I had no nurturing in that area. It was just my grandmother and I, you know, so.
What was it about ministry, even when you were young, even watching the priests perform the duties that they do, and it's so impressive to see the precision and the reverence in the way that the Catholic priests perform their the rituals. But What was it for you?
Just wanting to know God more. I wanted to be closer to God, just as close as the priest was. You know, but there was always an attraction that I could never identify it. There was something there that I wanted, but I couldn't identify what it was that I wanted.
So you went, you took a different path.
Very different.
Okay. So that sort of says without saying that it was a path. could have been a rough, was it a rough path?
Very.
Very rough? Okay. Yeah. So it's not an understatement, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But how did you become a Christ follower?
Well, you know, I went, that path that I went down took me down the road of drugs and alcohol. And also got involved in the homosexual lifestyle. And as I got older, I just went deeper and deeper. When I was like about 10 years old, I was sexually abused by some of the neighborhood teenagers and all that. But I never said anything to anybody because I didn't know any different, you know, and a lot of all of that came out of just being involved with these people. And of course, as I got older, on my 18th birthday, I remember taking a trip with some friends to San Francisco. And upon my arrival back home, it was my 18th birthday, and my parents asked me if I was gay. And they've always, up until that point, they knew, but we never talked about it. It was a secret. But it was hard for me because, you know, at home I'd live one life, but when I'm out with my friends, I'm living a different life. And so when my parents had asked me that question on my 18th birthday, I just took advantage of it and said, you know what? Let's talk about it. You're asking, so let's talk about it. So when my parents asked me, I said yes. And both my mom and dad, they didn't agree with it. But what they did say, which kind of made me plummet more into that lifestyle, was although they didn't agree with it, they just wanted me to be happy. And as long as I was happy and I took care of myself, that's all they wanted for me. And that's all I needed at that time to just go deeper and deeper and deeper into that lifestyle. And all my hopes and dreams of being married and having a family, I wrote it off. I just assumed it was never going to happen, you know, because even if I did fall in love with a woman that I really did love and wanted to have a family with and all that, once she knew what my life was like, she'd be out the door. So I just said, well, I guess this is what my life is going to be.
What was it, George, about the gay lifestyle that drew you in?
What drew me in a lot was the socializing. The socializing, the partying, having a good time, really not caring about anything. It was a very selfish lifestyle because it was centered and focused on me and what George wanted, how George felt.
Were there moments when you, even there, felt and sensed the presence of God?
Always. Always. And even to today when I share with my wife and I tell, you know, a lot of these people, Danny, that I partied with, that I lived with, that I hung out with and grew up with in that lifestyle, are dead today. They're either dead from drug overdose or from AIDS. And I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God spared my life so that I could reach these people. And they're still on my heart. Until today, I still have many, many friends in the homosexual lifestyle. A lot of them are musicians. And my heart is heavy for them because when I look back at all the friends that are no longer alive and how I could have shared Christ and I didn't, you know, it kind of hits a big part of my heart.
So at what point did you surrender your heart to Christ?
Well, there was a time when I lived in Waikiki and, you know, our routine every morning, you know, like how we brush our teeth getting up and when we get up and all that. Well, our routine was as soon as we get up, on the coffee table were just lines of cocaine. And we would do cocaine in the morning. And the people that I lived with and we sold and dealt drugs with, we had a big blowout. And, you know, it was a big physical fight and I got kicked out. The police came and I just called my mom and I said, "Mom, can I come home?" And of course my mother took me home with open arms, kind of that whole prodigal son scenario. And it was just a few weeks at home and I woke up one morning and I just felt inside of me that there's more to my life than this. And I actually felt like the Lord was telling me, "George, there's more to your life than what you've been living. This isn't what I had for you." So I started going back to church. I went back to the Catholic church, went to the cathedral, joined the choir. And, you know, I'm the only Catholic in there in the choir with my hands raised up in the air. And people are looking at me like, "You're weird," because in the Catholic church back then, you didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then there was still something missing.
So, but you're coming back.
Yeah.
You're coming back. The Lord who was with you, even in the homosexual lifestyle, gay lifestyle, the Lord was still there. I think that's an important thing that needs to be said.
Yes.
That when you take a path, and you know it's a path that may not be socially acceptable, mm-hmm. may not be accepted in the family, or maybe accepted in the family, but the Lord is there. Mm-hmm. See, that's the love of Christ. Yes. That's the love of God. The reach, he keeps reaching, keeps mm-hmm. his presence can be known. He's drawing you close. Mm-hmm. And when we come back, George, I want you to tell us how and what did the Lord do. And then, Jackie, I want to hear your journey. And then, how did the Lord bring you together? Let's go full circle. I mean, we talked about Don Ho. We talked about Mr. Hotoke. Let's talk about the ministry that the Lord has given you. By the way, you may already be doing this, but I think the Lord is giving you a special grace to reach out to the gay community.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he'll use you in a powerful way. More with George and Jackie Godina. Stay with us. We'll be back. The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Their hearts are clear. If a heart can be clear, like clear vision, a clear sense, a clear strength, their hearts are clear. George and Jackie Kadena, the pastors of New Life in Christ Ministries, Hawaii, well, they want to share the love of Christ. They want people to know that God loves them. God cares. God knows what it is that you're facing. He knows where you are in life. He knows if you've been rejected. He knows if you lack confidence, and He loves you. I don't know if we can say that enough. Mm-hmm. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, Pastors George and Jackie Kadena. In fact, if you want to find out more about this program, you get this podcast for free, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. George, Jackie, if someone wants to find out about New Life in Christ Ministries, how could they get in touch?
Facebook. Or our phone number. We don't have a web page.
Yeah, what's the Facebook, your Facebook?
New Life in Christ Ministries. New Life in Christ in Ministries.
So it'll be facebook.com/New Life in Christ Ministries.
Hawaii.
Okay. Because there are other New Life in Christ Ministries, right? Yeah. In different states.
You got to add the Hawaii.
New Life in Christ Ministries, Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the special Facebook word there. You mentioned New Life in Christ Ministries, Hawaii. Well, let's go back. Your journey to a life surrendered to Christ. Take us back. How did God work in your heart?
Well, after being home with my mom then for those few weeks and going back to church, I ended up, you know, I used to see Pastor Art Sepulveda, Word of Life on TV, and we only lived right up the street. Mm-hmm. And so one Sunday, I decided instead of going to the Catholic Church, I'll go to Word of Life. And I got there a little bit late. Worship had already started. But the moment I had walked into the sanctuary, I just started to weep because I felt something I never felt before. It was a brokenness, but yet it was a comfort. And I wept all through the service. And at the end, when the altar call was given, I went up there and gave my life to the Lord. And that's really where things started to rock and roll, you know.
A change was happening.
Yes.
In your life.
Yes.
Jackie, how did you become a Christian?
Well, I said earlier I was raised in the Assemblies of God Church. And so I never remember a time not being saved. Mm. Of course, you don't necessarily learn everything about what that means. We find, besides all the, you know, children's church snacks and all the fun songs with all the motions that you get to learn, you know, Jesus is so much more than that. But, you can know Christ, but not grow in Christ. And sometimes that happens. I think perhaps I was one of those. But as a after traveling around and being a young adult going into work in Waikiki, I began to search for the Lord. I have a better or a stronger relationship with Him, which I did. So I joined the worship team for a church that I was going at that time called Faith Fellowship. All the quote-unquote entertainers were mm-hmm. going there. I wasn't going there because I was an entertainer, just that I was there, and I knew a lot of them. I thought I was going to be an entertainer, but again, I was at that church, and that's where I gave my heart to the Lord. And then the church split, and then I thought I would be okay on my own, and I really wasn't. And then I finally got another church that I started serving in, and that's where I ended up meeting George. We were together in a choir. Benny Hinn had come to town on a crusade, and he had decided he was going to go in the choir, and I was already in the choir, and my sister had worked with him before, and they had sort of met up, and she said, oh, my sister's going to be in that choir. And he knew who I was because he'd seen me emceeing a Christmas party at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, and he remembered who I was. So he, in the crowds of people, he approached me, and it was just one exciting journey from that very beginning. You don't have enough time, believe me, to hear all the stories, but it was a divine moment. You know, I want to just say that I had a very best friend growing up in high school, entertainer, and I was singing with him as well and sort of managing him. He was my whole world. And when I began to seek the Lord in my later adult years, I remember my friend saying, his name was Freddie Morris, he was a singer ventriloquist, and he said, but I like you the way you are. And I said, well, you know, I still love you, you're still my best friend, but I just love God more. And he kind of had a problem with that. But he loved me enough to let me go and pursue my relationship with the Lord, making God my best friend, mm-hmm. right? So, but he was still entertaining, and I had sort of given up entertainment and my best friend. And I just think it's interesting that that's coming to me as I listened to George, knowing what he was going through. And I was going through that exact same thing at the time he was doing his thing with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And now that we can look back, we can just see how God was, if our destiny was to meet each other, that God was preparing us both for something we could not ever have prepared ourselves for. Mm. But when I did meet George, I could clearly tell that he was a man after God's heart, that he was repenting from a homosexual lifestyle. I didn't really want to get involved with him because he wasn't, you know, I was very churchy. I was everywhere, you know. But when I saw him, the Lord clearly spoke to me, not in an audible voice, but in my heart, because how I know it's God is because it would not have been my thought. Mm. And he said, you know, I'm not asking you to marry him. I'm just asking you to be his friend. And you see, I also didn't think, I couldn't even ask God for a husband because I didn't believe anybody would want to marry me. And I couldn't even trust God at that time, church girl as I was, to even ask God for a husband. But so I felt like the Lord said to me, I'm not asking you to marry him, just be his friend. And the Lord knew that I could do that. I could do that very well. I had a best friend for years who was a male, and just a non-sexual relationship, just a friend. So I thought, that I can be. So I was qualified to be a good friend. And I also had wanted someone within the church to really be able to talk about God's word with, you know, afterwards, and not have to feel like you're on a date or that kind of thing, that awkwardness. And so George was that person for me, and we could just talk for hours about what the pastor had said or what the word of God said. And we would go through the Psalms and find Psalms that spoke to his heart and Psalms that spoke to mine and Psalms that we had to claim as both being ours. And there wasn't any of that awkward feeling. Though I will say truthfully, because George is looking at me now, that God began to give me a heart for George. Mm. And inconveniently so, because I was fine just the way that where I was or what I thought. But I just have to say that I'm sitting here now and looking at you because we ministered together in some other times later in life where, you know, George, I'm getting mixed up, but I have to. So anyway, so I told you I fell head over heels for George. And he knew that if he were to make a commitment to me, what he would be doing. He didn't yet feel free. And he loved me so much that he felt like he couldn't do that. He was already going through what he was going through, and he didn't want to put me through it. So for that, I'll always love him, love you, honey, and respect you for that, because he really was a man after God's heart. But of course, I just wanted him, you know, the way he was at that point, because, you know, how girls get. And so, but, you know, he was faithful to the Lord in making sure that God, he always put God first.
You know, music, song, singing has always been, for you, Jackie, and now for the both of you, just a special bonding, yes, point of connection, point of ministry, point of reach, where God can touch people. Mm-hmm. Jackie, can you sing, when we come back from our break, some special song that the Lord puts on your heart? Could you please?
I would love to.
When we come back, Jackie Cadena, a special song from God's heart to you, through her, through the ministry of Pastors George and Jackie Cadena, and New Life in Christ Ministries Hawaii. That's what we do here at the Good Life Radio Show. The Good Life, because Christ is center. Christ, in the midst of what life brings, there's always hope in Jesus. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waihua dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yes, this is the moment when we get to hear Jackie Kadena sing. It'll bring back memories for me because I would always want her to give a special song. Some of you may remember the name John Basse Basse. John Basse Basse would lead the worship, and we'd have other musicians there, people from all different churches, and we would go to different prison facilities and minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. And today, here at the Good Life Radio Show, we continue to do that and to share the love of Christ. TheGoodLifeHawaii.com, you can find out more about this program there, that, and other resources. By the way, we are also now in 25 states across the country in our national broadcast. A Slice of the Good Life is heard there, as well as in Canada, on outlets across the country. And I'd like to ask you to check it out, goodlifeslice.com, and share it with your friends. Jackie, share with us a song.
Well, you might not remember this song, but this is the song that we used to sing right before you ministered to the men and women in the prisons. And I loved it, and because worship is not just when we're singing, but it's the way that we live. And I really related to this song. So it goes, as we worship you, let all the world come and see how the mercy we receive from you can set them free. As we worship you, let all the joy that fills our hearts bring a hunger and a hope to those who strayed so far. And as we bow in adoration and stand in reverent awe, show your majesty and glory, let your anointing fall. As we declare your name, Lord Jesus, as the only name who saves, may the power of your salvation fill each heart, we pray. As we worship you.
What was it? What was it that that always prompted you? That God used that? What was it about the song that really touched your heart?
Well, it touched my heart because I know that every day, the way that I need to worship the Lord is not just to sing the song when someone asks me to sing, but it's the way that I think about others, about myself, about the choices that I make. Will it glorify God? You know, am I just giving him quantity and not quality? Hmm. And in my mind, I see this whole video of, you know, somebody like George when I met him, trying to change his lifestyle, trying to change his habits, change his behavior. But how it's God who needs to change our heart about the things that we do. And I see, you know, singing, you know, as we worship you, somebody coming to your house and knocking on your door because they want to sell you drugs, and then you look outside and you see them in the window, but then you just turn around and you don't answer that door, because that's worship. Because you're saying, God, I'm gonna count on you for my high. Not that person on the other side, or someone calling on your friend. You see your caller ID. It's that friend that you know you probably shouldn't be with right now, because you've given your heart to Jesus. And you think, as I worship you, you know, you're just, that's a worship to the Lord. And God sees that, even if you don't know the song. And lots of times there's people out there in the world that are doing that, but maybe they're not recognized, or they don't feel acknowledged for that.
When we talk about ministry, how has the Lord helped you? I'm going to say this, that there are times like this in any ministry. Difficult times. How has the Lord helped you through difficult times in ministry?
Well, for me, my life scripture is Romans 8:28, for we know that God works all things together for good to those that love him and are called according to his purpose. So I used to just stop there, but if you continue reading, it talks about so what could happen so that the character of Christ can be formed in you. Because I used to just think that meant it'll all work out. You know, but what I look now, when I look back at the things and I see how Christ has been formed in me through the difficult situations, when it happens again and again, I acknowledge before God that the peace I have in my heart to know that he's making me more like him, because that's my heart's cry, is to be like Christ. And I know that I missed the mark. But God, in his grace and his mercy, you know, George was talking earlier about on his 18th birthday, when his parents gave him carte blanche to just go ahead and be gay and to know that we loved you. Do you know that it's a greater love, the greater love of Christ, that allowed George to be able to turn his life around to be where George was really at peace? And when I think of what's going on in the world today and how everything is to be accepted and is to be, everybody just wants acceptance. You know, that's what we all want, and we're accepted by Christ the way that we are. And, you know, they have that saying, you know, you just got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. But when you've tried everything, when you've indulged in everything there is that this world has to offer, you still come out not satisfied. But Christ is the one who satisfies. And even if the world, even if the country gives you permission to be what you think you need to be for yourself, it's not going to make you have the peace of God. You know, people can give you freedom, but the only one who can give you true freedom is Christ. The freedom to not be trapped anymore.
George, could you lead in a prayer? Lead in a prayer for us who need to yearn to feel the touch of God and to be free.
Yes.
In Christ. You lead us in a prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we just come before you with such humbled hearts, Lord, this morning. And Lord, as you see and know our hearts, Father God, we just want to lift up every person within the sound of our voices, Lord God, that as they hear, Father God, that hope would come to them, Lord, knowing that you will never leave them, you will never forsake them, Lord God. That everything that they need is in you. It comes from you, Lord, that you are their provider for all things in this life, Lord God. All things that are needed, Lord God, you are their provider. Father, let them lift up their eyes, because their help only comes from you, Lord God. Let them not look towards man, Let them look to you, Father, for you are the author and the finisher of all of our faiths, Father. Yes. Lord, we ask that those who are reaching out for hope right now, that you are their hope.
Yes.
Those looking for love, Lord God, that you are their love.
Yes.
Father, we just want to thank you that even now, wherever all these people may be, whatever they may be doing right now, Lord God, that you know who they are. You know what they need, Father. Father, your word says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom, Lord God. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we just want to speak and release the freedom of the Holy Spirit in the lives of our listeners, Lord. Let the chains be broken. Let them fall to the wayside, Lord God. Let every bondage be broken, whether it's in homosexuality, alcohol, drugs, whether it's in disobedience, whether it's in rebellion, whatever the sin may be. Let that bondage, let those chains be broken right now in the name of Jesus by the power of your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And Father, we ask that you would fill each and every person.
Yes.
Fill each and every person, Lord, in those areas of their lives that are vacant.
Mm-hmm.
That they would come to know you
as
their Lord and their Savior.
Hallelujah.
And let them, Father God, live their lives for you, that you would receive all the glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for your ministry. Thank you for your hearts. Thank you for your openness. Thank you, Pastors George and Jackie Cadena. This has been a real blessed moment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And dear one, I hope that as you've heard and received and been prayed for by Pastor George Cadena, that you were inspired by their stories and their ministry. You know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, dear one, hey, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Get to Know Jesus? I've got a message, a presentation for you there. And to help us with your financial support, make a donation. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 104:33 says, I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. I think of you, Jackie. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to George and Jackie Cadena. Facebook.com/New Life in Christ Ministries Hawaii. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata. The Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.